Shiur for Monday, 10th of August. I wish you a good evening. Chof Menachem Av. Tonight's Shiur is Simon Tov Kuf Dalet, page 234. Din Tavrin P'Yom Tov, the Halachos of Tavrin and Yom Tov, crowning spice and Yom Tov. Now, is there a problem to grind on Yom Tov? If you want to have some spices, you have to grind them on Yom Tov. So the answer is that grinding is really Chachal Nefesh. You're doing the why do you need spices? You need spices to eat. So at first glance, it would be permitted. But no, actually, it's not true. Because we learned previously in Siman Tov Tzadihi that there is exceptions to the rule of Chachal Nefesh. We learned that all the malachas which are done in bulk, they are also, whether it's the Reise, whether it's the Rabbanon, that's a machlokes already. But we do know that is a concept that melachos which are done in bulk are also. Now, toiche in grinding is normally done in bulk. You don't normally just grind a bit of spices. You do a large amount and you grind them all together. And some of it used for now, most of it used for later. So grinding is one of the melachos which is also. So grinding is also. So why is it that we see the following words in Siman Tov Kuf Dalet Sif Aleph, page 234? Dochin es atavlin b'kedakon. You're allowed to grind spices on Yom Tov in the regular way. Why? Surely that's one of the malachas which is done in bulk, and you're not allowed to do them on Yom Tov at all. So why are you allowed to do them? Says Shulchan Aruch, explaining this very question, Shem yodochosim ibadyoim. If you would grind them before Yom Tov, then Yafik Tamon, it's going to lose its taste. So when you're talking about spices which lose their taste, don't tell me grind them before Yom Tov. No, you can't. It's Echal Nefesh, pure, real, undiluted Echal Nefesh, because it's going to lose. We hear the exception doesn't apply, and it's back to the original heter of Echal Nefesh. So Dochen is a tavlin kedakon. You're allowed to grind the spice on Yom Tov in a regular way. If you were to grind them before Yom Tov, Yafik Tamon, it's going to lose its taste. Aval, but melach, when it comes to salt, en nidoch b'Yom Tov, you may not grind it on Yom Tov, because that doesn't lose taste. Salt, whether you grind it yesterday, you grind it today, it makes a difference. So you have got to do it, elim kein hitov machteshes. You've got to do it in a side way. In other words, you have to do it in a shinui way. Or you grind it into a plate as opposed to in the regular keli. You should do it in an irregular way, and that's how it's going to be permitted. Because salt doesn't lose taste from one day to the next. Consequently, you must do it with a shinui. You may not grind pepper. You may not grind pepper and mustard in its regular grinders. Because it's over the choil. So here comes a separate problem that even if you have got a head of grinding it because it loses its taste, so it's considered echal nefesh. Nevertheless, it's a separate issa that some grinding is done with a expert keli, and these kelim which are specified and designated and require some expertise, that's over the choil already. Over the choil, it's weekday related, and that would be also. Therefore, toch oisav meducha kachal atavlin, use a regular keli, and not, it's not a regular one. Miu, however, noegin leshanois k'tzas b'dichas atavlin v'chein roi lehoirois. But even once using a regular spice grinder, you should still do an additional shinui as well. So, an expert for when it comes to peppers and mustard, and all the spices which have a designated keli, a special one. So you're not allowed to use those expert kelim. You can use a regular grinder. However, if using a regular grinder, the minig is still to do it with a shinui and to do it with a bit of an irregular way. What's considered irregular way? You grind it onto the table. You grind it with your left hand. you use it upside down. Any kind of shinui k'tzas would be sufficient, but you've got to make sure to use a bit of a shinui. So let's look at the Mishneh Berurah over here. Mishneh Berurah says, "Kol na'alav dochin is a tavin roitzelo imat." After dochin lekula alma also b'yom tov, although grinding is also on yom tov, k'del siman tov tzadi hei, as we learned in siman tov tzadi hei, v'lekamo poiskim, according to many poiskim, yesh poze isa teure, is an isa teure because it's not considered the conventional oichel nefesh, because as we said, it's done in bulk. Afshe kavonoso, although your intention may be it's oichel nefesh poiskim, that intention doesn't make a difference. That doesn't help. Mikol mok. Nevertheless, dichas tavlin muta, the grinding of spices is different and is permitted because it loses its taste. For kolshkin, and similarly also shum v'botzel v'shchon v'chadoyme, when it comes to garlic or onions, that's all included in the heter because that loses taste from one day to the next, and therefore it's permitted. Even if you knew yesterday that you need those spices tomorrow, nevertheless, we still don't request him, we don't ask him to do it the day before. You don't have to do it yesterday, you don't have to do it before Yom Tov, because it loses its taste. And therefore, when it comes to spices, you may do it on Yom Tov, that is considered Oichal Nefesh, which is Muta on Yom Tov, without Shinui. However, the expert Kelim require a Shinui, that's what we see in Mishneh Berurah Seif Cotton. Mishneh Berurah Seif Cotton test who didn't eat kaveh. If it comes to grinding coffee, that's also he's got a special keli which is required, and that you're allowed to use. Elish chtosh b'achtesh, but here again, similarly, you may use a regular grinder, which would be permitted as long as you do it with a shinui. When it comes to the spices, the Shulchan Aruch continues and tells us, "Mutar la'olich tavlin u'modoch etzel medoicha or meducha etzlam." You're allowed to bring the spices to the, I think it's called a pestle, which is used for pounding, or vice versa, to bring it. You're either allowed to bring the spices there or it to the spices. You have to carry it meducha etzlam. I feel that it's rabbi if you have to walk and carry it through a public domain. They could have brought it before Yom Tov. It is permitted to bring the spices to that grinding element, or to bring that grinder to the spices, even though you've got to carry it through a Shus Rabim, it's still permitted. That's all considered Echal Nefesh, which is Mutter. We are not concerned, explains the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Yud Gimel, Afilu Dechash Rabim, for Lo Yichashinim, we're not concerned, Dilma Mimlach, maybe you're going to forget, for Lo Yotuch, and you're not going to grind. So V'nimtzon, it turns out, Shehoitzish Melitzach, you're just carrying spices for no purpose whatsoever. We're not concerned about that. You're going to end up grinding your spices, which you need for your meal. And it's not considered a concern, a justified concern. Perhaps a thought, or rather a story. Rabbi Solzev Gustman, a very, very unique personality, a dying in pre-war Vilna, who later emigrated to Eretz Yisrael. He survived the war in most unbelievable ways. I strongly recommend you to read the book. There's an art school book about Rav Gustman. I saw some pages printed of it, some stories. It's unbelievable how the way he survived the war. It's most unbelievable. I really strongly recommend to go through some of his stories. One fascinating story is how he survived a long time in the forest, hiding from the murderers, Yimach Shemam, during the war, and he hid in the forest whilst he. He was very hungry for a lot of the time. He was still able to find some foods, some mushrooms and other kind of plants, which he was able to just pick up and eat, which he knew that which are not poisonous and not toxic, and he could eat. Interestingly, this was something which he had learned previously from conversation with Abraham Ozgorzinski, the famed Dayan in Vilna, it showed him what he could actually eat. So he knew what to eat in the forest when he was hiding. And that's how he survived. When he emigrated to Eretz Yisrael after the war, and he lived in Yerushalayim, he made sure to always water the flowers of the yeshiva and its plants personally. Whilst this is more of a caretaker kind of job, he ensured to personally do this himself. The reason being, because he felt he had a kosa toiv and tremendous a sense of gratitude to, whilst he wasn't a botanist, but he appreciated very much that he survived the war to a large degree through these plants, and therefore he had that because of it, and he wanted to dafka water the flowers. Now we know that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron makas dam. We know the Rashi that tells us which makas Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to bring makas dam, and it was Aaron because he survived. He was in the River Nile, and that's how he survived, and that's why he couldn't bring the Makkah, and Rashi famously says that. And we've seen this Rashi so many times, but to see it, who'd actually implement it through a real life scenario, to have that Akos HaToiv in such a developed way, like of Gusman, that brings you much closer to us. I wish you a very good evening.